Welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, too. That's where you'll find all the great stories and videos and photos of animals that I post. There's a lot of good stuff up there. Just search Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And gosh, it is the third Sunday of the month. That means Natasha Venter is here. It's behavior training and healing questions for me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha. And anything on your mind, like Johnny, you got some stories to tell us, you have questions for me or Natasha, now would be time. Pick up the phone. They're open, and we would love to hear from you. The only number that works to call us is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. So 888-298-5569. We would love to hear from you. Well, okay then. We're talking to Johnny up in Marysville, and he had that great hummingbird story. And I told you that I would pull out Ted Andrews' book and Hummingbirds. It's great. I'll share the message with you guys here. But know that often, you know, when you know, one way that spirit speaks to you is through animals.
Definitely.
And so when animals of any kind, insects, it's going to be reptiles, going to be birds, mammals, you know, they cross your path, there may be a message. Especially if you see them three times in a row, then that's a definite wake-up call. You need to pay attention. And anyway, I use when I don't have time to tune in or don't get the message, Ted Andrews has some fabulous books. He's no longer on the planet, but I had the pleasure of meeting him and having him on Animal World back in the Como days, you know, before he passed. What an incredible being. But his first book is called Animal Speak. And it has mammals and birds and reptiles and insects. And then what each individual represents and the lessons and the messages. You know, it's not a Bible, but he's usually really good and right on. And the second book is Animal Wise, which has all the things in it that wasn't in the Animal Speak book. And there's a Nature Wise. It's all about the plants. And that's really incredible. Anyway, so it's really good stuff. So Ted here on hummingbirds. Now, just so you know, it's two full pages of a huge book.
Okay, so yeah, hummingbird is a huge messenger.
Right. So I'm going to read you just the highlights here. So it starts off with the hummingbird may be the smallest of birds, but it is also the most fascinating. Anyone who has ever seen this tiny bird is filled with a sense of wonder and joy. Its name comes from the vibrations of its wings as it flies or hovers. We have all heard how good it is to whistle while we work, but humming is much more effective. It creates an internal message, restoring health and balance. This the hummingbird reminds us to do. It reminds us to find joy in what we do and to sing it out. Now, then concluding, he wraps up with, now here it says, Some hummingbirds have been known to make a journey of 2,500 miles or more from Alaska to Central America, you know, in their migrations. He says scientists still are unsure how it is able to store up enough energy to accomplish such a journey, but it does. And because of it, the hummingbird is a symbol for accomplishing that which seems impossible. It will teach you how to find the miracle of joyful living from your own life circumstances. So wouldn't you like to know now what the heck was going on in Johnny's life that night that the hummingbird came into the house and all of that? But I'll bet you this message was appropriate for that timing. So anyway, that's just kind of somehow you can help. And gosh, that reminds me, I'll tell you, when Ted was here in Seattle that time way back when, must have been in the 90s, I had him on the radio show with me. He gave us all a wonderful little exercise. He said, if there's something going on in your life and you don't know what to do about it, you need help and you're just kind of stuck, he said, put it out, you know, I need to understand this, or I need that, I need whatever it is. And then he said, take the book and go outside. And go where you feel like going. Feel like sitting in your backyard, sit in your backyard. If you feel like going to the park, go to the park. You want to go to the beach, go where you feel like going, and then sit there and see what crosses your path. Could be insects, birds, you know, whatever. And whatever crosses your path, if you can't intuit the message, that's what you use Ted's book for. Look them up to see what the message is. And invariably, you'll get the help that you need. And it's just a wonderful exercise to get help and guidance. And Ted shared that with us, excuse me, when he was with us. And so love, love, love his books. And as promised, phone calls take over. And it looks like we have, been a regular lately. Did we talk to her last month? Maybe not on this show, but on another one, I think. But let's see. First up, we are going to head down to SeaTac. And Jen, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Morning, Jen.
Hi, friends and family.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up? What can we help you with?
Oh, well, my oldest cat, Queenie, she passed away a couple weeks ago. And she's joined Jesse on that next realm.
Now, Jesse is your husband that passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 years ago.
Unfortunate circumstances, yes. A few years ago. And did we talk to you on the air before, or did I talk to you off the air recently? I know we talked
off the air.
Okay, so off the air we talked, yeah. And you told me about Queenie has passed. Now, Natasha, when Jen told me that, the first thing I got was she's with Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just what I got. Can you tell? Is Queenie with Jesse?
Yes.
Okay, so you're confirming that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's Jen, wonderful. Anything in particular you want to check in or know with Natasha?
I guess I just want to know that her transfer was peaceful, because I'm kind of feeling like I waited too long.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You didn't wait too long, sweetie. Okay. I want you to release that. Okay.
Okay.
Because I can understand and I can be with you in the love that this dear one, Queenie, was probably part of this last journey with your husband.
Oh, for sure.
And so with that when we are in that middle of a grief rebirth, or a grief realigning of our life, or whatever you want to call it. I'm not finding the right words right now, but that reawakening of the grief because of this dear one, you know, your Queenie, that, you know, she supported you after his passing. And, you know, you have a couple other animals that have done that too. But she had the
Zen
eldership.
Is the dog who's still there. That's right. Yeah. We were talking about Zen off the air. And then Queenie came up. But
yeah. And so with that, when we have these wonderful animals that support us through a transition in our life. And the one thing that I got when I heard this and I saw that you were going to be calling, I heard, oh, it's time for you to have a new understanding of yourself. It's time for you to, you know, you're in that third year of grief. Doesn't mean that it goes away, but it manages yourself. You manage within it a little more with understanding, for lack of a better word, right? You're in that moment where it still hits you. It's still hard, but yet I call it a walkable grief. You know, you start getting into that walkableness of it and you start going into finding like it's okay to have a little bit more joy in your life. You're able to maneuver that. And then you have this moment where, oh, you didn't wait too long. She knew what she represented for you. And so she's not holding on to, or will never hold on to that, oh, you didn't do it long enough. That's not what animals do. They know that we as humans have to do things in the timing that we need to do them because we're in that emotional state.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you were very fortuitous. I think like 2 years ago when we were talking about this, you said, oh, no, she's not ready yet. And you said something about, I see a back porch. In the few days leading up to her being ready, she like was very much outside and back, nestled in by the back porch. And like that was giving me the cues that I needed to know, like, okay,
aww,
like it's time. So like I called, what is it called? Like a happy lap or whatever. So I started getting those things in place. But she passed before they came. But thank you for that information, because that information, I kind of always had that in the back of my mind, and I kind of kept my eye out and I saw that sign.
Oh, I'm so grateful that I had insight that can be helpful in the moment, because sometimes I do read the energies as they are in that moment. And so I never know how or when it's going to play out, because sometimes you cannot predict when somebody's going to pass, but you can kind of get the feeling around that moment. So,
well, it sounds like you were aware, Jen, and remembered what Natasha had said. Mm-hmm. And you were making the arrangements, but Queenie was able to leave her body on her own. Right.
Yeah, because she was a tortoiseshell, so she had that tortoise too.
Right, but I mean that's a real blessing. She was able to pass on her own, you know. And but you were already going to help her if she wasn't able to do that. I don't see any reason at all for you to be at all concerned about that. I mean, you were right on board. You knew what was going on. You were making arrangements, and she just said, "Hey, I'm ready, and it's time, and I'll make it easier for you." And poof, she was able to do it herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real gift.
But she wanted, and this is the thing about torties. Torties know, they're kind of like the Australian Shepherd of the animal world, of the
cat
dog world, right? They have these inner knowings, and like my tortie, he helped me through the 7 years before my husband got sober and the 7 years after, and that almost to the 7 years to the date she passed away, you know, and actually on the last day of my job, you know, it was like she just knew that she couldn't hold me through that new beginning that I was going through. And that's one thing that Queenie was saying, I trust that you can walk on your own feet now. You know,
it sounds like it's you know, what you've been saying about astrologically, that, you know, we're wrapping up old stuff, figuring out what's going to happen and new. And this all seems like the timing, Natasha, fits right into what you've been describing.
Exactly. So just know, sweetie, that you're going to be perfectly imperfect. There's going to be emotions. Queenie's probably triggering some grief in you that you thought that you dealt with. We don't deal with grief. Grief deals with us sometimes. You know, it's one of those moments. So honor where you're at in the moment and what is stirring inside of you with this new layer of understanding that you're coming to with this grief moment. And you know, because sometimes it's not necessarily, you know, it's like I'm going to just kind of give me as an example. I grieved my dad. Then when my mom passed away, I grieved my dad and my mom. And then when my animals passed away, I grieved my mom. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like, so it builds up.
Just
so
compound.
Honor where you're at. Honor where you're at, sweetie. And remember that you're going to be okay. And I do get a feeling that when it's the right time for you, you're going to have somebody else that's going to come in and support you as a
already father. Happening, as far as I know. I only know because we had a conversation off the air, and there was another party involved.
Yes.
Yeah, you have you. I feel like there's this new start for you, and this new being is going to say, "I got you, Mom. I got you."
Oh, cool. Awesome. I
Okay.
like that.
So have you
Awesome.
done, have you guys, was it Walter?
Marshall.
Nathan. Marshall.
Marshall.
Okay, so Marshall. Oh, but Marshall. Have you done anything with Zen that we talked about since then?
We're looking into callers, new
Looking into,
callers.
okay. All right, great. All right. Well, but it, I think you're kind of on the way to creating new life as we're speaking, and things are picking up and brightening up for you, it sounds like.
Yes, and then
At least
one
that's
last
it.
question. Thank you very much for those answers. Chopper, which is Queenie's crate mate from the rescue, so he's also about 16 years old.
Okay.
What any special attention I can give to him, or how he's feeling not having her around
So
anymore?
Chopper's still here, and he's about 16 old. What kind of kitty is he? What?
He's a gray tabby.
Tabby. Okay.
Yeah, I hug him and hold him. Hug
Okay.
him and hold him. I'm, with love, I'm seeing about six. I'm seeing a six with him, so that could be 6 weeks, 6 months. He's also going to make sure that you're okay. He just knew that he couldn't go one, two, three for you, right? So it's that
So he's here
understanding.
for a little while longer. We're just
He's
not quite
here for
sure
a little
how
bit
long.
longer.
But they're
He's,
kind of, I imagine he's kind of like a little bit of a lovebird situation.
yeah, he's a lover. So love him. Just love him.
I just,
He
I mean,
wants.
as far as like him being, is he going to get sad and depressed now that she's gone?
There's gonna be grief, but he knows. He
Okay.
knows. So
You know,
he's
they know
not.
we're spirit first, physical body second.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
they
Cats are
understand
very.
this better than we do, most of them anyway.
Okay.
So with that, he's very much there, but he's more conscious about what's going on with you. Yes, he's grieving. Yes, he knows, but he knows he's going to go spend time with her and your husband. It's like he knows that. So it's just supporting you during this time of this
Okay, great.
transition.
And
Okay.
Jen, he can be a reflection for you and so forth.
Right.
And what
So
happens with
focus
this
on
is
myself. Yeah.
they're good at going, yeah. Now, so let's say if you're moving through the grief, processing it as you need to, and moving through it responsibly, a Chopper won't will be fine. Won't say anything. But if let's say you are not moving through your grief, you're stuffing it, suppressing it, denying it, you're not dealing with it, then you will see stuff in Chopper.
Okay,
Okay, because he'll
great.
be processing what you're not. It'll be so he can be, they're kind of like their little rudder, and how are you doing? Well, if he's doing great, then you're doing good. Okay?
Exactly. There's something about reclusiveness that if you find him reclusing, check in to see where you're reclusing. It's not necessarily
Good,
that we
okay.
can't have that quietness or the night where you just sit down and cry and be, sad. It's okay to have those moments, but it's the pattern of, it's that pattern of, I'm going to call it the underlining depressionness of grief.
Okay.
Because grief has depression in it, but if we get into that reclusiveness that depression has, that's where grief is not healthy. And that's
Okay.
why we need to keep, even if we're crying as we're walking, it's like we gotta keep that process moving. So if you find yourself like sitting in the recliner, just numbing out, it's okay to do it for a short time. But remember, if it becomes days, that's when, and if he's starting to show you that reclusiveness, then just be careful of that, because that can be kind of, that numbing out is dangerous in life right now. We need
Right, and
to have
numbing out
not numb
your.
moments, but not numb life.
Right. And
Okay.
when you numb out to avoid feeling things. And the bottom line is, we're here to be emotional and feeling creatures. And you can't go over it, around it, or avoid it. You
As you
have
know.
to move through it. So let yourself feel and let yourself let it out in the grieving. And if you're someone out that, has never allowed yourself to properly grieve something, the first time you let yourself grieve, it's kind of what Natasha was saying earlier. She wasn't just grieving this loss, but then this one and this one. And so the first time you really allow yourself to grieve, You're not just grieving your current loss. All the other loss you and that grief that you've stuffed and suppressed is going to come out too. So it can be a bit of an overwhelming process the first time you really allow yourself to do it. But you got to do that to clean out the trash compactor, so to speak. So,
Right.
let yourself feel. It's
And
important.
thank you.
and the secret of that is that did I do it in right timing? Did I do it, did I treat her right at the end? Those are those things that this quiet little whispers of doubt are be careful of that part of the grief. Be care That's part of the grief story. So be careful that you were enough, you did enough. She knows you. She loved you. She is like so supportive of you. She just knew she couldn't hold you anymore.
Okay, great.
All righty,
Okay.
Jen. You good?
Thank you guys so much. Yes, happy
You're
Sunday.
so
Bless you
loved, my
both. All
dear.
right.
Hi to Marshall
Thank you.
and Zen.
All
Have a
right.
good one. Thanks for calling. And I think we need to take care of advertisers, catch up on schedule, and then we're heading down to California. So Dina, hold on. We'll get to you next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan. Join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, May 17th at 1 p.m. I'll be interweaving our collective fascination with time travel, streaming media, to unravel some idea of how time travel and time cycles relate to developing new potential identity consciousness from old purposes. Come journey with me. Talk Cosmos Sunday, May 17, 1 p.m. on KKNW AM.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just about midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, boy, all kinds of stuff going on with Ananda. They, of course, have the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, the Linwood Community and the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens and the East West Bookshop in Edmonds. And you can check all the events and classes coming up at Ananda on the website, anandawashington.org. Anandawashington.org. They're also on Facebook and a lot of cool stuff there, Ananda Washington on Facebook. So check them out. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Natasha Venter's here, Nathan's here, and we are going right back to the phones and headed to Fresno, California. Dina, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Morning, Dina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, ladies?
Doing well.
Natasha, my son was gifted a handmade drum, Native American drum, over 10 years ago.
Wow,
and I've made several moves in my life, and it's been in the box. And I broke it out last week, and I got some really emotional feelings that I don't know how to deal with or what they are, but and I can't put it back in the box. It's telling me not to do that.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay, because it's time to sing.
Yeah, because what did we just say? You feel those emotions, you got to feel them and move through them.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Can you tell me what, I don't know what I'm feeling other than my heart rate. I get near tears. It tells me I have to touch it every time I walk by it. I don't know what to do with it.
What are you seeing related to this, Natasha?
So one thing that drum does, it's almost like the hum. It's almost like the crystal balls, right? It's at that vibration that shifts the stuff in us. Emotions, many emotions that we have cannot be named, said, or talked about. They are just emotions. They're feelings that need to move through. So if you are tearful about something, I would pick up the drum and keep drumming. I would help them move through. It doesn't matter what they are. It's kind of like, I always kind of picture emotions kind of like our buddy, like somebody. So like I would ask you, like with your son, if your son was standing in front of you and he was showing you these emotions that he could not speak of or talk about, right? What would you do for him? You would probably hug him. You would listen to him. You would interact with him. You would rub his back. You would do these things that would help move them through. So what can you do for you? Do the same thing. Talk with yourself. I'm okay. I'm safe. These are, what are you? A lot of times there are these emotions and the heart center, the heartbeat, the heart center, the drum talks with the heart center. And so walk with it. So that's why it's asking you. So sometimes I just pick up my drums, actually, as you're speaking, and my drum is starting to talk here too, that it's like, just even if you just rub the drum, you know, just rub it like clockwise or counterclockwise, it depends on what it is, and just feel it and move it, because this is part of your heart center that is calling you back to home. Which means you got to move through those old emotions.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
Makes sense. I'm sitting here crying and I don't know why.
Don't worry about why. Just cry.
Yeah, that's just a good, really good. You don't necessarily have to identify it. It's just an energy. You just need to move it out. So if you feel like crying, Dina, grab the Kleenex and keep crying.
Exactly. Because our analytical mind, our mathematical mind wants to put it in a box. Emotions cannot be put in boxes. Right. It needs to have the box opened up and the old moths fly out, right? That old dust, you know, shake that box up, let the dust out. It's okay. Now you can ask those emotions to do it in a safe place, like not when you're going out shopping or when you're talking to somebody or that kind of stuff. Say, okay, emotions, I know that you're here. You're underneath the skin here. Can you just wait until I get into the car, please? And then I can just be tearful. And that's grief. That's part of what grief does too, is like sometimes it's not named, it's not known, it's just what it is, which is sometimes it's just a feeling, right? It doesn't have a name to it. So ask your analytical mind, don't put this in a box. Just let me be. You know, talk with your mind. Talk with that mindset of saying, well, I have to know it. No, mind, I don't need to know it. I have these kinds of conversations that are in your mind. Nobody needs to know you're having this conversation with yourself. Yeah. Like if somebody knew what I was saying to myself, they would think I was nuts because I'm having these conversations. What are you feeling? I don't know what I'm feeling. Well, you don't have to know, but can you wait just a minute so that I don't know what I'm feeling? You know, it's like, have these conversations with yourself and trust the process. And if you need to move it through, have a drumming moment.
Yeah. And when you're feeling, you know, and you want to, you know, just, you know, if you feel like crying, cry. Okay. But then, you know, you can say, thank you for the opportunity to release whatever I need to release and help me do it gently and easily and go through the process. Now, the other thing that keeps popping in my mind, Dina, do you know who our Linda Rasmussen is? The best practitioner in energy codes gal that's here the second Sunday of the month?
Yes.
Have you had a private session with her?
I have not.
Hey,
I have. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I need to.
Well, okay, she does that free session. So now it's important that you pay attention to what Hot Natasha has said and how important it is, you know, to feel it and move through it. But if you need some extra help, this bioenergetic synchronization technique, the neuroenergetic balancing and what she does, this is exactly the kind of thing that helps so much because she doesn't treat or diagnose, but she can have you focus on things and then she can balance your physical body and what's going on. She can also help release stuff and then give you some things to help you stay in balance while you're going through the process. So I'm going to give everybody your number because anybody can have a free session with Linda. All you got to do is call or text her at this number. But I think that would be excellent for you to do, Dina. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Linda's number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Did you have something you want to add, Natasha?
Yes, and honestly, if you would like to have a session with me, a half an hour session, and we drum together and see what comes through, comes up, comes into it. I have a drum that really loves to sing. And
it's so, already singing with you, it says. You
yeah,
said.
Yeah,
well, that's a great idea that you could help her with
like,
this process.
It's right there.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Mine's
in the other room. I can't show it to you on the camera.
Yeah,
but.
It's a moment. So if you, whatever calls to you, Linda's magic. She's magical.
Yeah. But that's great. So that's two things. You could have a session with Natasha off the air. And she's saying that you guys could drum together and she can help you with this. And then you've got the option of a session with Linda, too. So I think that's what you really need. So I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Let us know how you're doing. Okay.
Thank you so
and
much.
Do you know how to reach Natasha? You know how? Have you got Natasha's number?
Yes. I've talked to Natasha off air before.
All right. And just for anybody else who needs it. IntuitiveClarifications.com or 360-770-7486. Dina, thanks for calling Animal World. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
My love is with you.
And okay, let's head over to Tina, actually, I do want to check in with her real quick because I know she probably has to go somewhere. So, Tina, are you able to wait like maybe 2-3 minutes for the advertisers? Or
I think we ought to
want to
Tina
take care
first.
Of us now? So, Tina, are you there?
I am here. If Martha's willing to do me first, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's take care of Tina now.
All right. We'll stick to business here. Tina, you're live with Natasha. And you want to, looks like you posted some cute pictures of your Gotcha Day anniversary with your little feral cat Jasper this week.
Yeah, it's been 1 year on the 14th. So
yeah, she's touching and petting him, Natasha, and all great. But apparently, you want to know about Olive, your dog, today. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think I've Natasha and I have talked about Olive. Olive is was 7 last fall. She I'm pet sitting, and when I can take her with, I like to. And she loves to go. She loves to go for a ride, but once she gets in the car, she pants and she acts really uncomfortable and she sits on the floor. And then when we get to the place that we're pet sitting, sometimes she just paces and pants and
anxiety.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's not very confident because the dog that we're sitting is a 7-month-old mini poodle. And Olive is intimidated by the little poodle. And then the other thing.
And she's a black dog. Natasha looks like a flat-coated retriever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she could see the bunnies. We're on the second floor. And she's looking out the big windows. And she can see the bunnies out in the yard and in the garden. And they're driving her crazy. Okay, thank you.
So
anyway, Olive goes pretty goofy. How do I help her with her anxiety?
Yeah. So the language, the mantra that is coming to me for her is, I'm safe. Sweetie, we're safe. You're safe. We are going to be okay. Breathe. You know, the things that you would do for yourself, do for her. I would actually start this before you get in the car. Remember, we're safe in the car. We're safe as we're driving. And as you're picturing it, you're really good at this, you know, picturing that drive and her on the floor. Just remember, start picturing her sitting up on the back seat or wherever you have her, that that you know, you keep saying that she's safe, you are safe. Remember, we're shaking it off. We're knowing we can do this. You know, that language will help. She's when she walks into other people's energy, you might find this too, that if she knows it well enough, she can manage it. But when she walks into this energy, it's like it's a vibration that she doesn't know quite how to handle. Do you have Rescue Remedy or something like that?
I do.
Okay, now okay. What was coming in for me? I'm getting flower essences, but what I was getting, Tina, is JacksonGalaxy.com. Rescue Remedy is good, but Rescue Remedy is pretty much a generic, general, designed for acute stuff. It could be very helpful in that. But Jackson's Galaxies are real specifically targeted essences, and he's got a safe space for one that might be helpful. He's also got a travel ease and a nervous dog. Anyway, go to JacksonGalaxy.com, look at the essences, check out the reviews. You'll get cat stuff first because he's a cat guy, but then there'll be dog stuff. And I'd find a specific one on Jackson. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I was getting.
I was seeing something that you put on her ear, you know, that you would just rub over her head and on her ears, you put the
drops in your hands and then rub her down, you know, and yeah, you start exactly. with the head. And you could do that like with the travelies before you mm-hmm. go or and the safe you space, you know, type
yeah,
thing.
I do talk to her when, you know, when we're even, and I tell her that she's safe and I say, we're calm and, you know, let's be calm and, you know, so, but she does get anxious and like,
yeah, there's something,
we took the puppy to our house. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
We took the puppy to our house. And so, she'll pick up one of her toys or the puppy will pick up one of her toys. And so I'll pick up a different toy and throw it for her. And then the puppy goes after that. And then she just like goes, oh, well, if the puppy wants it, then I just don't want anything to do with it. You know? So she's really, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, this is an underlining thing that came from birth. And I know that Nels probably can help reset her you can help reset her. But there's this definition of this understanding. So I really get that like something that you can rub on her would help with that. Okay. And then I would actually, there's something about, does she let you rub her paws, the inside of her pads?
I don't, but she probably would.
There's something about rubbing the inside of her pads. There's something about the sensory in there that might help reset her a little bit.
Tina has some tools because she's worked with Dr. Nell. She knows him and she has a tool. She just is not using her reset tool. We were just talking about that the other day. But yeah, you may want to, because it sounds like her nervous system could use resets.
Your reset. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
And you can, you know, Rescue Remedy, you can use it just like Jackson's flower essences. You know, you can put drops on the skin between the shoulder blades, inside the ear. You can put in drops in your hands and rub her down with it. You can do that with Rescue Remedy, too, if you've got it. And then wait for what you get from Jackson or whatever. But you already have some tools you can use on the reset business from Nils.
Okay. Sounds
all righty. Okay, good. Let us know how you're doing.
And start using the language. I'm done with this anxiety. I'm done with this story. I'm done with this. We are all receiving the calmness, the energy going forward. you know, be done with this. And then what are you wanting to receive? The calmness, the energy, because your cat represents the transformation we are as humans are asked to go through of letting go of our old story to move into our new lovingness of who we are and accepting the realities of the world around us, which is loving kindness.
Excellent. All right.
Okay. And is there anything quick I can do to help her not get so wound up about the bunnies in the yard?
Yeah. Tell her to knock it off and use, you know, your teaching sequence and take charge, become the leader.
Yep.
Dogs relax in the presence of powerful leadership, and it's possible you've relaxed too much and you're spoiling her too much and she feels too responsible, so she's moved into anxiety. So pull up those big girl pants, lower the boom, and make her toe the line rule-wise.
Okay, I do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, we are heading straight off to take care of advertisers, and we'll come back with current events. So stay right where you are. Current events is next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ferret, the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, I'm racing to the downside on this side of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I have to sneak in current events, but Natasha's got something she needs to finish up. So what do you need to talk about, Natasha?
Well, I was just saying about the phone reset, and this is the reset that we're all asked to go through right now. Well,
oh,
what I ended up doing
reset.
Was going to the place and got it reset. But what was interesting was that my energy was so off that every time I put in my password or my passcode or my email and I was right there, I would short circuit my phone. So every time I stepped away, she could do what I needed to do. So remembering that we can't always do this path alone, right? We can't always do it. But the miracle thing was the only thing I lost on my phone with the factory reset was my photos. the only thing. I know that spirit helped me.
But
I
that's
know
a
that
big deal, though, to lose your photos.
It is. It really is. And but I know that my son actually downloaded a lot of my photos, my wedding photos, and a lot of those kinds of things. So with that I was saved. But there was some photos that I wanted. I walk through, and sometimes I go, oh crap, there's that picture I didn't have now. It's like, but that's what grief is, right? It just pops in our heads. And so how do we manage that? We just say, okay, I'm here right now. Let me move through, because this factory reset we're going through is huge. So how can we say, okay, I'm okay. I just need to manage these emotions that are unnamed, unquoted, we don't have words for them. So how can we manage them? By just letting them be. Yeah.
So we're all resetting, regrouping, and who are
yep,
we going to
thank
be?
Thank you.
All righty. Let's do a quick current events. On the current events schedule here, let's see, about Linda and her free session. Told you about that several times. You know about Natasha and her podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, and her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC. Let's see. And then still great stuff going on up at the Northwest Dream Center in McCollum Park, which is South Everett. Saturday, May 30th. The Foraging for Wild Edible Plants with Alderleaf Wilderness College. That sounds like a great class. That's Saturday, May 30th, 1 p.m. And on the same day, the solstice. That's not on the same day. The next event after that would be the Solstice Serenades, a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. That will be Saturday, June 14th, 2 p.m. And then that the same day of the Solstice Serenades will be the Summer Solstice Market at the Stream Center. And that'll be Saturday, the 14th of June, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can go to the concert and the Solstice Market. Check them out. Streamkeeper.com is the website, and give them a call if you want to attend, 425-316-8592. Let's see. And then Bark in the Park dates at the Mariners. Monday, May 18th for the shot. So that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Bark in the Park, Nathan, Chicago White Sox. Then Monday, June 29th versus Los Angeles Angels. And then Tuesday, August 4th, Detroit Tigers. So there's your Bark in the Park dates. Then let's see, Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. So join us for a fun night of cat videos, games, delicious food, and giving for the cats. They're calling it Sips and Snips. At the movies. Kind of cute, huh? Sips and Snips at the movies. So it must involve a video or a movie of some kind. So this can be June 6th, 5:30 p.m. at the Brightwater Center in Woodinville, featuring the internationally acclaimed Cat Video Fest. So tickets are on sale now, and that'll be June 6th. Let's see here. And then, I think Texas and Tales, I think, was last night. I haven't heard, didn't get any notification on how much money they made, but I'm sure they raked it in as usual. Let's see, coming up, Meow's annual fundraiser, Fine Wines and Felines, this year titled Purty in Pink, Big Hair, and Bigger Hearts. In-person dinner and auction Saturday, June 27th at 5:30. It's at the Mobius Hall on Cascadia College campus in Bothell, and registration is open. And the online auction goes from June 15th to June 28th. And I think that covers it, except to say that next Saturday or next Sunday is an extra Sunday month for us, five Sundays this month. So next week, We will spend most of it with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. I'm sure Henry Rooster and Arabella will join us as well. It'll be Nathan and I in the first hour, and we'll catch up on all kinds of stuff. And then Merritt and Beth will join us for the rest of the show. Hope you can join us for that. We'll do Encore the last Sunday of the month and then back to our regular schedule in June, starting with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So, gosh, we are almost out of time here. And Nathan, you're going to be transforming
pretty soon.
So our human transformer from human to Bigfoot will be happening. And then you're going to stomp your way down to the stadium. And what, you'll be stomping around in the beer garden from 2 to 4 this afternoon?
The center field pen beer garden, that's correct. 2 hours before the game starts, so from gates open to the first pitch. And once that's all finished and done, I will be attending the game in my human form.
Yeah, and aren't you, your folks are going to join you at the game?
They will as well. So it'll be
all
a
right,
great
well,
evening
so,
at the ballpark. And hopefully a win can top that off for a fantastic evening.
Yeah, so hopefully the Miller family will bring extra good jujus for the Mariners, and maybe we can get a win. Natasha, come on, put on your psychic hat. Are the Mariners going to help them win today?
I just got a picture of Nathan driving down the road in his Bigfoot costume.
That has happened before.
What the looks that people would give
Was he smiling and happy, and was it after the game, or was he not happy?
We'll have to see.
All right. Well, I guess you'll have to let. Now, will you be with us next week, Nathan?
I will be. The next Bigfoot event will be on the 31st, and that's an encore week.
Okay. And the last two first Sundays of the month, you've been Bigfooting. I think David has been with us.
For Shelter Rescue.
I'm pulling up
that whole schedule, and it looks like after that, won't be really having one until July.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, everybody, if you care about the Mariners, think good thoughts, because things haven't been going swimmingly as of late.
It depends. If you're in the AL West, like they are, they're doing pretty okay.
Yeah, it's like everybody else isn't doing it any better. So, and that's kind of the way, I think that was kind of that way last year too, a little bit. But hopefully we'll get it together and they will be doing better. And Natasha, you got anything coming up that we need to know about?
I'm just live
no fairs
with
Regan
on Wednesday. Nope. I will be in June, the beginning of June. If you look on my website, you'll see where I will be. It's at the Pacific Northwest Witches Market. Is where I'll be, and I think it's in Linwood this time again.
And would we find that information on your website?
You will find it on my website.
So that's intuitiveclarifications.com. If you want to know where Natasha's going to be, you can also schedule a private reading off the air with her through her website, or you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. What now? He's just telling me you got a minute, so you better wrap up here. And that's what we're about to do. And I'm gonna have to remember, I'm not used to thinking about the Mariners at 4 o'clock. I'll try to remember.
It is unusual for a Sunday, but this is the second of the two games that will be like that.
Yeah. All right. So I'll try to remember to tune in. In the meantime, get my Sunday chores done. Nothing's changed with the weather here for me. It's still, the sky's a little brighter. There's a little bit of blue, but mostly just whitish clouds. Yeah. And so you've got about the same thing going on down there. And so enjoy the dry weather. It looks like it can be dry all week. But pay attention. You may need to water. Make sure everybody's got water and watch out for all the spring stuff. And we will be here live next week. We've got an extra show. Animals24-7.org. So as always, I say thank you, Natasha.
Thank you,
Nathan.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great afternoon, everybody. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. Mm-hmm.